Hi, I'm Howard Dayton. You know, Christmas is now just 1 week away, so today I want to talk about Christmas traditions.
Sounds like lots of fun. Hi, I'm Steve Moore. Howard and I will pour a cup of eggnog, warm ourselves by the fire, and have a Christmas chat with you in just a moment. Later, we'll answer your questions about the journey to true financial freedom. Give us a call, 1-800-525-7000, or email heyhoward@crown.org. Thanks for joining us today on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. Well, Howard, this is the only studio in America that has a fireplace, wouldn't you know?
I wish.
Hey, a moment ago you said Christmas was a week away, and that's kind of scary for some of us, but it also means family traditions. What are a few of the special things that you and Bev do at Christmas time each year?
Well, Steve, the biggest thing for us is, frankly, to be with our kids and their spouses. Yeah. We now live, as you know, an 8-hour drive for them. We don't see them as often as we'd like to. So mostly we just focus on just hanging out together. Mm-hmm. Of course, Bev likes to fix her Christmas dinner. We exchange gifts. And then we read the Christmas story. And then we always share what are the most important things, the most memorable things that the Lord has done in our lives this past year. Mm-hmm. And what do we most appreciate about each other?
Now, you actually do that? I mean, you sit around a table or in the living room.
Exactly right. And it's just fun to hear people's hearts. How about you and Marcia? Yeah.
Well, typically on Christmas Eve, our church always has a candle lighting service.
Yes.
And we really enjoy that. Then we go home. Marcia has some special finger foods that we fix every year. I'm not sure why some of these foods are only at Christmas time, but I guess that's what makes it, you know, kind of special. Then we watch old videos of the family. Luckily, we have videos of the kids, you know, when they were 1 and 2 and 3 years old. And so we laugh at one another that way. And then we argue over whether or not we're actually going to all open one gift or wait until Christmas morning. Now, Marcia comes from the one gift Christmas Eve concept, and I come from the other side of the tracks, if you will, where you had to wait till Christmas morning to open. So the argument, if you will, has become a Christmas tradition.
Well, that's
Marcia always wins, and we open one gift each.
You know, that's great. You know.
But we have, obviously, it's all about family and our focus on the Lord at that time of year.
Absolutely, Steve.
As you've gotten older, as your family has grown up, have your traditions changed substantially?
Well, the only tradition really that's changed is when our kids were young, we used to go Christmas caroling with them, with our neighbors, and we'd get together with our neighbors and actually act out the Christmas story from Luke. Mm. And I think we're just going to have to wait till we have grandkids before we institute that again. How about you guys?
Well, as we've gotten older, obviously, our focus has been more spiritual and less on gifts. You know, as you get older, giving is a lot more fun than getting.
That's right.
And I think you probably echo that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really the most meaningful thing. And you know, the Bible is right. Acts 20:35. It is more blessed to give than receive. And as you said, as you grow in Christ, that becomes more and more true.
Amen. Hey, we'll come back and take your phone calls. You're listening to Money Matters. Your host, Howard Dayton. I'm Steve Moore. We're getting ready for Christmas. Hope you are too. We'll be right back.
My name is Emily, and my husband and I are working on Destination 2, which is to pay off all credit card debt and save 1 month living expenses for emergencies.
The Crown Money Map shows you the 7 steps, or destinations, to true financial freedom.
We have about $1,500 in credit cards left to pay off, and then we can increase our savings.
Steps like paying off credit card debt, starting an emergency fund or a college fund for the kids. Now that all sounds great, but how do you do it? While the Crown Money Map shows you which step to take next, now there's a book that will show you how. Your Money Map, the new book by Howard Dayton. This guide will help you to reach each destination on the Crown Money Map and eventually true financial freedom.
It's a great feeling when you reach the next destination and you can see the progress that you've been making.
To pre-order your copy of Your Money Map by Howard Dayton in hardcover or in audio form, call 800-722-1976.
We post details about Money Matters guests and topics on our website. So to find out more about what you hear on the radio, visit us at crown.org.
Steve, another tradition of this time of year is last-minute Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm thinking about starting my Christmas shopping.
Very good.
We finally got the tree up last week, and so that's a start.
Yes, it is
a
start.
So now I'm thinking about my shopping. And I'm thinking I should do online shopping, but then I pondered the fact that none of the online stores can guarantee Christmas delivery, so I think I've waited too late to actually do that. So I'm going to have to hit them all like
it's a tradition. Why don't we take some calls?
All right, let's do that. Yes. Midland, Michigan, WUGN. Joni, is it a little like winter up there now?
Oh, it's like winter up here now.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
How could we help you, Joni?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure.
The reason that I called is because my husband and I kind of have ourselves in a little bit of a financial mess. We've refinanced our house a few times, and we have $40,000 in credit card debt.
Mm.
And, you know, I've got the money map and stuff, and I've even got Larry Burkett's, one of his books about, you know, financing. And it's really me. It's not my husband. It's really my fault. And we can't seem to get on a budget.
Let me ask you this, Joni. When you say it's your fault, are you the family spender? He's the saver. Tell me a little bit more about what you mean.
Well, whenever he talks about wanting to get on a budget, I get really defiant about it. And I've actually wrestled with the Lord about this for quite some time. And I've finally given up. I'm tired of wrestling with it.
Yes.
Because I think I'm really feeling the bondage of it.
Yes.
You know, up the debt, it's really starting to wear on me, not like in my mind, you know, mentally. It's starting to really drive me crazy.
Yes.
Not crazy, but you know what I mean?
Oh, I do. I absolutely do. Well, let me just frame this up by sharing two things with you. First of all, when you think of budget, I mean, I don't like the word budget. To me, it's the B word. When somebody mentions budget, it's loss of freedom, you know, endless hours of monotonous bookkeeping.
Yeah.
But when somebody talks about a spending plan, that gives me freedom. And that's really what I talk about, having a spending plan. It's telling your money where you want it to go. What are the most important things that you and your husband want to accomplish with the income that you have? So that's the first perspective I'd like you to have. And the second one's this. It sounds to me as if you might be carrying some guilt around about the finances and you know, your reluctance to start a budget. And I don't want you to feel guilty. Paul in Philippians 3:13, if you just write that down, Philippians 3 verse 13 says, "This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and pressing forward to what lies ahead." So, you know, learn from your reluctance to use a spending plan, but don't carry around a load of guilt about it. You know, I like to tell people God convicts, Satan condemns. So,
right.
So just don't feel guilty about it, but allow it to motivate you to really start this spending plan. And is your husband really good at handling money?
Yeah, you know, actually when him and I first got married, he had $30,000 in the bank. And this is my second time getting us in this position.
Yes. Well, here's what I do. I would sit down, talk with your husband, and this is what I would communicate to him. You know, I really want to change. I want you to mentor me. Let's develop the spending plan together. Let's meet every few days, review our progress, review what we've spent, and let's celebrate when we begin to eradicate this debt that's hanging over our head. Really, Joni, use this challenge to draw the two of you closer together. And when you communicate to your husband, you know, I respect you, I love you, I want to learn from you, that does so much to help the relationship become more solid. And then for those who have a problem with spending, I recommend this. To help you break the habit, I'd go on a 90-day spending fast. You know, I wouldn't buy anything unless it was absolutely necessary, like food, you know,
right.
Something you just have to have. Because for many people, it can be almost a semi-addiction. Maybe they grew up in a home that spent all the money that they had. And often we need to go on this fast just to break the habit. You know, after 90 days, if you've been faithful in doing that, you will break the habit. And also, I'd love for you and your husband at some time to either go through one of our Journey to True Financial Freedom seminars or a small group study as our guest, so that the two of you together can learn what God says about handling money, because that's just huge.
Okay.
When it comes to really catching the vision of you know, handling money in a responsible way, in a way that pleases the Lord, in a way that's going to give you freedom, you know, freedom from all this debt.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you the book, Your Money Map. It's a new book that just came out that really describes in more detail how to make progress using the Crown Money Map. And if you need help in budgeting, we can provide a volunteer. It sounds as if your husband probably is pretty capable in this area, but if you need a volunteer, a third party, we can provide that person for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Mm. Okay, Joni.
Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, absolutely. And would you please let us know how it goes?
Absolutely.
Okay, Joni.
All right, thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Mm. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we'll pray for Joni and her family. You know, this is kind of a tough time of year to begin something like this, because you have Christmas, you know, just a couple of weeks away. And I could tell that she has children at home, and she's going to want to do some spending. So they're going to have to set some guidelines for Christmas.
And quickly.
Yeah. All right. Back to our phones, 1-800-525-7000, up to Warren, Ohio, WCRF. Stacy, what's your question today?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to talk fast. Let me tell you, you guys are so awesome. It's because of you, I don't have any car payments or credit cards or anything.
Well, praise God. I'm very impressed that you've been doing it, Stacy.
Oh, my God. Well, let me start here. I'm losing my job, but I'm getting a lump sum buyout.
Yes.
It's before taxes, it's like $140,000.
Yes.
Okay, should I pay off my, I have a home, a rental property, and a home improvement loan.
Okay.
Okay. And, or should I invest? I'm looking at an apartment.
Okay.
So, but I'm scared of the debt.
Right. Exactly right. Stacy, let me ask you a couple questions. How much are the debts with the home and the rental property and the home equity loan? And what rate of interest are you paying on?
Okay. Home is about 125 at 4.875.
Okay.
Okay. Rental is like 59, 6.875.
Okay.
And home improvement is 35, 10%.
Okay, very good. How much, Stacy, do you have in the way of savings?
About 5,000.
Okay, all right, good. And will you go back to work? Are you going to stay at home?
I would like to work from home because I do have 3 children.
Okay, great. And will you be working from home, or will you not work at all, other than taking care of 3 kids?
I want to work from home, and that's why I figured, you know, I have my real estate license, so.
Okay, good.
I could, you know, do a little bit of that.
Okay, great. Well, what I would do is I'd focus on eradicating my debt.
Okay.
The very first thing I'd do is I'd pay off that home equity loan. It's at 10%.
Okay.
You know, free up that payment. You're in pretty good shape on your savings, so I probably wouldn't add to the savings at this point.
Okay.
But I would take the rest of it after you pay your taxes and pay down that rental mortgage as much as I could.
Okay.
It's the second smallest balance that you have.
Okay.
You won't be able to probably totally eradicate it. You might be able to, but what I would do is I'd take the money that I had been paying on the home equity loan and begin to prepay on that mortgage as well, to try to get that totally wiped out. It'll free up your rental payment. And then once that rental payment's paid off, what I do is split my monthly surplus 50-50.
Okay.
I'd put half of it, I'd increase your saving and investing. The other half I'd use to prepay that home mortgage.
Okay.
So you this is, in many ways, this is a real godsend, this lump sum.
Yeah.
Because it can allow you to make significant progress on your journey to true financial freedom.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Hey, I'm going to send you the book, Your Money Map.
Okay.
Okay, Stacy.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless
yeah.
you.
Thanks for the call.
God bless, Stacy.
Bye-bye. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Bye. Time for one more. Upper Marlboro, Maryland, WAVA, our station. Jason, our next caller.
Jason, thanks so much for calling.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm doing really well. What's your question today, Jason?
Okay, I'm 21 years old, and my fiance and I, we've both been accepted into medical school. Now, medical school, you know, you can't work at all, so you have to live completely off of loans. And so as I'm thinking about, you know, being financially smart, how do you develop a savings, you know, when all your money comes from loans? how do you, you know, work on buying a house when all your money comes from loans? Like, how do you do that, you know, when both of our incomes will be completely loans?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally understand. Jason, how much debt do you think both of you will have once you graduate from med school?
Okay, well, if there's a high chance that one of us will get a scholarship, so the other one would just incur the most debt. So total between the two of us, probably about $125,000 in best circumstances, but at worst, closer to $300,000.
Okay, what would be your specialty? Do you know that yet? And where do you anticipate practicing medicine?
Well, I'm pretty sure that I want to do some kind of surgery, and so that could put me in a price in a price bracket of about maybe $200,000 at least a year. She's either thinking pediatrics or OBGYN. If it's pediatrics, then, you know, that'd probably be closer to maybe a little bit less than $100,000.
Okay.
If it's OBGYN, it could be $200,000 too.
Okay. Well, at this stage of your financial life, the key is to make sure that you're just carefully managing the money that you do have. And if you are not using a budget, we can help you start one so that you can diminish the amount of loans as much as possible, school loans. And I'm getting ready to lead a Crown group. It'll be my second Crown group made up of just physicians.
Yes.
And this is what I've discovered. It is really hard, even with a good specialty, to pay off significant school debt. So, you know, I would pray every day with my wife that the Lord would enable you guys to have scholarships. And in fact, what I would encourage you to do is to view this almost as a part-time job over the next little bit to secure as much as you can in the way of grants and scholarships. I would recommend one website. It's scholarshipcoach.com. Scholarshipcoach.com. Check that out. I talked to admission offices. I wouldn't leave one rock uncovered in an effort to get as much in the way of grants and scholarships as I could. And then in terms of saving and whatnot for the future, for the purchase of your house, you're just not there yet.
Yeah,
the
okay.
key for you is to focus on getting the education with as little debt as possible. Then once you've got your education, you're out on your own. That's when you begin to really save for the down payment on your first home.
Jason, have you looked into any of the medical missions organizations or the Christian physician organizations out there to see if they can provide any assistance or any help?
Well, actually, one of our, like, what we're praying and fasting for every day, there's this one medical school that's part of our church where once you go through their medical school, every year that you're overseas doing missionary work, they pay back your medical school debt at a rate of $20,000 to $25,000 a year.
Oh.
And so you can be done in basically 6-7 years, and you would have served the Lord for at least, you know, 7 years.
That's right.
So that's what we're really looking forward to, but I'm a pessimist, so I try to look, you know, for the worst-case scenario.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad you're trying to be a realist, I would call it. But I would certainly explore that as an option, and I'm thrilled that you and your wife are really seeking the Lord's direction on that. Jason, I am going to send you the book, Your Money Map. I really would encourage you and your wife to read through this together and talk about it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, Jason, thanks for calling.
Mm. And Howard, while physicians are often able to pay back large amounts of debt, and we've heard that on this program many, many times, we've also heard from many physicians who just really struggle paying back $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in debt. So give God an opportunity to work. Just don't take out all these loans because everyone else is.
That's exactly right, Steve. Great counsel. Well, next we're going to be answering some of your Hey Howard email questions, including one about giving. That's coming up when Money Matters returns.
Hi, this is Steve Moore, and each day on this broadcast, I'm only able to personally say hi to about 4 or 5 of you. But right now, I get to talk to all of you at the same time. Cool, huh? I'll tell you what else is cool. Seeing men and women find a solution to the problems of credit card debt, cars they can't afford, bill collectors calling, and family fights about money. You know, there's no way you can be financially bound and spiritually free. And that's why Howard Dayton and the late Larry Burkett founded Crown Financial Ministries, to help you find the true financial freedom that leads to victorious living and generous giving to the spread of the gospel. To help us change lives, not just balance checkbooks, please consider a gift today to support this nonprofit ministry. Visit crown.org or call 800-722-1976. And be sure to support this radio station, too. Without them and you, this program wouldn't be possible. Thanks, and we do look forward to hearing from you.
Money Matters continues. I'm Howard Dayton, and I'm very fortunate, as usual, to have Dr. Steve Moore with me. And, Steve, I think we've got some Hey Howard emails.
I'm still paying off my student loans.
I know, I know.
Hey, Howard, if you're tithing off your gross income, should you tithe off your tax refund?
Very good question. You can if you want to, but that would be extra generous. You know, if you tithe, give 10% based on your gross income, you've already given on the money that you'd get as a refund from the IRS.
All right, here's an unusual but intriguing question from Michael. Hey, Howard, if a believer finds himself in the awkward position of being the victim of someone abusing their power and seeking a bribe, what should he do?
The Bible speaks very clearly against bribes. Ecclesiastes 7:7 says, a bribe corrupts the heart. And I believe it's Proverbs 15:27 that says, he who hates bribes will live. And I love what Psalm 15 verses 1 and verse 5 says. O Lord, who may abide in thy tent? Who may dwell on thy holy hill? In other words, who can get really close to the Lord? He who does not take a bribe. So refuse to participate in a bribe and let God work in the situation.
All right, here's our next one. Hey, Howard, must I pay tax on a gift, whether giving one or receiving one?
No, the only one responsible for a tax on a gift is the giver. The recipient's not responsible for taxes on any gift, and the IRS allows you to give up to $12,000 a year to any person without paying any taxes.
All right, and our last one. Hey, Howard, my husband is considering changing jobs. How do you value a company-provided vehicle in making that decision?
Well, I think you're asking that question because you want to compare the total compensation of his current job with the compensation of a possible new job. So simply figure out how much you're now paying for the cost of his transportation, and that's the value to you for the use of a company car. And when you figure it out, include gas, insurance, maintenance, and any car payments that you'll be relieved of.
And we'll have more of your email questions tomorrow. If there's something you'd like to ask about your own journey to true financial freedom, send it along to heyhoward@crown.org. Again, heyhoward@crown.org. Be brief, but do include your name, city, and call letters of your radio station. And you might also consider including a one-pound Claxton fruitcake with sun-ripened California raisins, delicious pineapple, crunchy Georgia pecans, and other delicacies blended into a rich pound cake and then baked to a golden brown.
I'm salivating.
Again, it's crown.org.
Well, in between bites of Claxton fruitcake tomorrow, what I want to do is answer your questions about the journey to true financial freedom, and I want to help unfold the Crown Money Map for you. I'll tell you what it is and how it goes along with my new book, Your Money Map.
And Howard, before we run out of time today, I believe you had a reminder for our listeners.
That's right, Steve. I just wanted to remind our listeners that Crown Financial Ministries is a nonprofit organization. We operate on what the Lord provides through your contributions. Crown's been teaching people how to handle money for 30 years now, and we apply what we teach. We've never used a penny of debt. We carefully budget our spending. And if you'd like to help us continue and you sense the Lord would want you to support Crown Financial Ministries, I'd just be very grateful.
That's right. Your gifts include not only supporting this radio broadcast, which is on about 1,000 radio stations around the world, but also our field ministries and our international ministries, which are just positively exploding. So, again, if you'd like to make a gift or a contribution to Crown Financial Ministries before the end of the year, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit us online, crown.org. Thanks so much. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton. And I sure hope you can join us again tomorrow as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom. That's on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.